Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, September 1st, 2016. Hi, Burns.
Hey, how you doing, Kelly?
Doing well, thank you. Let's start with Oklahoma State University once again receiving national recognition for diversity.
We have indeed. We received the 2016 Higher Education Excellence and Diversity Award. This is the fifth consecutive year we've been named. For most of those years, I think we are the only university in the state named. The award is presented by Insight into Diversity magazine, and last night we hosted a reception where the publisher of the magazine, Lenore Perlstein, presented the award. So we're delighted to be recognized as a national leader in diversity and inclusion. This year's freshman class at OSU is nearly 30% minority. And we did, might throw another bouquet at our diversity efforts. We were honored as the 2016 Corporation of the Year by Southwest Minority Supplier Development Council. So this is all under Jason Kirksey's leadership, and his team and Jason are doing a great job.
And Burns, another piece of OSU's diversity initiative just celebrated a birthday.
Sure did. This was the first year birthday for our OSU Center for Sovereign Nations. The center's had a busy year with various programs and initiatives. The goal of this is to assist Native American students through the maze of getting a degree. And many are first generation, and it's so. Our founding partner in this effort is the Chickasaw Nation, so we certainly appreciate Governor Anitubby taking the lead once again in this. And at the event, we also recognized our newest Center for Sovereign Nations partner, the Choctaw Nation. So we also had there the Seminole Nation and the Muscogee Creek Nation, and we're hoping more and more tribes will sign up and be a part of this great program.
Let's turn to agriculture, Burns. Of course, that's been a big part of the OSU experience all along. And, of course, the university nationally known for its work in wheat development and enhancement. And you have some news regarding that.
Well, we do. We've got a real superstar in our wheat area, especially Dr. Brett Carver. And he has received the Plant Breeding Impact Award from the National Association of Plant Breeders. This is a very, very distinguished award to receive. It recognizes an individual who has made a major impact on crop production. Certainly, Brent does that annually. He's head of our nationally renowned wheat improvement team. The team's actually released 20 varieties since 1998, including the top four varieties that are planted in Oklahoma.
And finally, Burns, can you believe it? It's time for another football season.
Absolutely, Kelly. We open the season at Boone Pickens Stadium against Southeastern Louisiana. It is hard to believe the football season's already here, but it's exciting, and you can just feel it on campus. So looking forward to a great season from Coach Gundy and the Cowboys.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.